From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California's low-carbon fuel standard may be driving the development of alternative fuels more quickly than expected. Amy Quinton reports on a new report out from Sacramento.
The report is produced by a coalition of utilities and alternative fuel makers. It looks at different ways companies can comply with the regulation that requires a 10% reduction in the carbon intensity of transportation fuels by 2020. Oil companies want to kill the regulation, in part because they say there won't be enough cellulosic ethanol to comply. Philip Sheehy is with ICF International, which conducted the study. He says the rule has sparked more alternative fuels than expected.
We're seeing that from things like corn oil, animal fats. There was a recently approved application using molasses to turn molasses, which is a byproduct of sugarcane production, into ethanol, which has a, you know, also a very low carbon intensity. So we're seeing innovation.
Apart from biofuels, the study showed that natural gas will play a significant role in helping companies meet the low carbon fuel standard. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
Once a mainstay in the top five states with the highest foreclosure rates, California has dropped to 11th in the nation. Darren Bloomquist is with the foreclosure listing service Realty Track, and he says about 17,000 properties got a foreclosure filing in May.
And that 17,000 was down 60% from a year ago, which now continues a string of year-over-year decreases in California we've seen for the past 18 months.
He says one reason foreclosure rates are down is that home values are up, helping homeowners on the edge of losing their property.
If their home value is rising, that gives them another option to avoid foreclosure with a refinancing of that loan or to get a lower payment possibly.